Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a huge step forward for Santa Clara County. Vaccine eligibility is taking off. What you need to know before getting your shot.
Been a hurtful incident. It is a shameful incident.
Plus, Bay Area students demanding answers. How one university is handling a noose found in a dorm.
I definitely cried because it was just, the shop has always been very close to our hearts.
And the burglars got away with more than just cold, hard cash at a pair of ice cream shops. The plea from the owners this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. It is Thursday, April 8th. I'm Ann Makovic in for Michelle.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Good morning to you. Get ready for another sunny but breezy day. Mary Lee joining us now with our forecast on this Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Len and Ann. And we are looking at sunshine once again as we head through our afternoon with breezy westerly winds that will continue for us, so that onshore flow still in full effect. It is a chillier start to our day. We're in the 30s and 40s this morning with those morning clouds and also areas of fog. And you can see westerly winds at 18 miles per hour at SFO, 16 in Oakland, and 18 mile per hour winds in Fairfield. So breezy in spots with that Pacific Ocean breeze kicking in for us. We are looking at morning clouds and also areas of fog. So down to a quarter mile dense fog in Napa and a half mile for Santa Rosa right now. And as we head through our afternoon, daytime highs just a little bit warmer compared to yesterday. 60 in San Francisco, 66 Oakland, 72 in Concord, and looking at the upper 60s in San Jose. All right, let's check in with Gianna. And it is slow going through the Altamont this morning.
It is, Mary. It is one of our hotspots this morning. If you are heading out the door and you plan on taking westbound 580, it's already busy this morning. It's the usual stuff. No accidents, so that's the good news, but you've got a few brake lights to deal with coming out of Tracy, westbound 205, getting on to 580. You can see our speeds dipping down about 37 miles per hour in some spots, so getting a little bit crowded there. Windy also as you head through the Altamont. Wind advisory has been issued by CHP for the Bay Bridge. Right now, not seeing any brake lights, though. Everything seems to be moving at the limit as you come out of the East Bay heading into San Francisco. No delays or construction. And there are a few brake lights northbound 101 as you head into Burlingame this morning along the peninsula. There was an earlier trouble spot not too far from there. There still may be some activity there over to the right shoulder. Ann?
All right, we begin with breaking news this half hour. A man in San Francisco is barricaded right now inside a building on Bay Street. That is according to police. It all started at around 1 this morning. Police were called out for some sort of domestic disturbance. Right now, we don't know if there are any other people inside of the home with that man, but police are working to resolve the situation peacefully. We'll keep an eye on that. And we have a crew on the way to the scene right now, so we'll be bringing you an update very soon.
This morning, the CDC is warning a highly contagious variant first ID'd in the UK is now the most common COVID strain in the U.S. and health experts worry the new variants may be spreading more rapidly among children. Yesterday, the CDC director highlighted clusters of reported cases across the U.S. associated with daycare centers and youth sports.
In areas of substantial or high community transmission, CDC guidance specifically suggests refraining from youth sports that are not outside and cannot be conducted at least 6 feet apart.
Now, just yesterday, California relaxed its guidelines on youth sports. High school teams will no longer have to compete within their home county only. However, they will have to remain in the state.
Happening today, Santa Clara County will allow everybody 16 and over to begin booking vaccine appointments. And Alameda County will now administer vaccines to people 16 and older in 12 hard-hit zip codes. Those codes are located in Oakland, Hayward, San Leandro, and San Lorenzo. Actually getting an appointment, though, if you've tried, well, it's another matter entirely. And unfortunately, California is going to get much less of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines next week compared to previous shipments. The state's total vaccine allotment for next week is about 2 million doses. That is 367,000 fewer than this week. California is expanding eligibility to everyone 16 and older next Thursday. Also at Levi Stadium today, a special COVID vaccine clinic for Special Olympics athletes. The clinic is going to operate from 10 to 11 o'clock this morning. It is open to Special Olympics Northern California athletes, as well as their families and volunteer coaches. Businesses in Walnut Creek got a glimpse of what it feels like to have nightlife return to the city. This is a look from last night as Contra Costa County marked day one in the orange tier. That means restaurants like Torsap Thai Restaurant were able to have 50% indoor capacity. One group even showed up to celebrate a birthday.
So I just want to keep going like to orange tier, green tier, or like even like normal. I don't want to go back like closing again.
We're happy with what we have now. You know, the dining, we filled all of our seats tonight indoors, plus our outdoor seats.
While many Bay Area businesses are celebrating reopening, one county farther north is sliding back. Cases so bad in Nevada, county businesses are bracing for another round of COVID closures. The county's health director says a step back to the purple could come as soon as next week.
It's related to not adhering to guidelines, people letting their guard down. Please get vaccinated as soon as you can, because that's really the way out of this and the way for us to contain our numbers.
He says the hope is that this local surge will die down by the time the state's COVID restrictions are dropped. And if not, officials will have to consider stricter local enforcement. For a list of what has reopened in your county and across the Bay Area, head to our website, kpix.com.
Going live now to Washington at 5:06, President Biden expected to announce new executive actions on guns after a string of recent mass shootings. According to CNN, he's considering measures that would strengthen existing laws. We have a list of what he's expected to tackle today coming up in our next half hour.
Happening today, some San Francisco leaders will hold a hearing aimed at protecting Asian American seniors. The Public Safety and Neighborhood Services Committee will focus on what city agencies are doing to prevent crime, support victims, and address targeted communities, specifically where there are language and cultural barriers. Also on the list, incidents where victims are persecuted due to perceived vulnerability. And today, in the SFPD, the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce and Burma Superstar Restaurants all holding an event to launch the Crimes Against Asians Reward Fund. It aims to assist in cracking down and arresting suspects who have committed attacks against the AAPI community.
In Santa Clara County, two family-owned ice cream shops broken into just 2 days apart. Among the stolen items, the ashes of two former employees. The owner of Peninsula Creamery Dairy says the ashes of his father and brother were stolen during a break-in 5 days ago. 2 days before that, a burglar ransacked Rick's Rather Rich ice cream shop less than 4 miles away. The surveillance video of that break-in shows a man crawling on the floor, ransacking the shop, and dragging a bolted-down safe outside.
I definitely cried. Because it was just, the shop has always been very close to our heart.
It's an institution here.
It's awful that they've been burglarized.
Well, the manager at Rick's shop says they were already struggling due to the pandemic when this all happened. As for the burglary at Peninsula Creamery, the owner says his dad's ashes were dumped and recovered, but his brother's ashes are still missing.
Developing this morning, some students of color are blasting the University of San Francisco for how it is handling the situation. The discovery of a noose in a student's dorm. Two black USF students spotted this noose hanging from a fourth floor dorm balcony last week. It could be seen throughout the courtyard. The university says the student behind the noose has been removed from USF dorms, but he's not been expelled nor publicly named even after a hearing in the case.
It has been a hurtful incident. It is a shameful incident. We are bound by the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education I'm talking about, and the legislation of FERPA, which is the right to privacy.
UCSF officials say they are bound by rights to privacy, which is why they cannot release the student's identity. The president of USF's Black Student Union says identifying the student is a matter of safety for the USF student population, only 6% of which is black.
If we don't know who he is, we don't know if he shouldn't be in the spaces. You know, we don't know how to identify him. We don't know if we're ever going to be potentially put into danger because of his presence.
Brianna says she and other black students on campus don't feel supported by USF and say the school has no plan of action or follow-up to help them cope with that incident.